Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Carl Shinneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information from national speakers and electronic discovery at a price everyone can afford, which is free, and available when you're interested in listening to it, which is whenever you download it on an iPod, iPad, or computer and hit play. Today we have an interesting show on the DESI 5 conference being held in Rome, Italy on June 14, 2013. I attended DESI 4 and was introduced to one of the most interesting programs I've ever attended because it mixed technologists with lawyers, I'd say roughly in a 50-50 split. And that type of gathering can produce some very interesting discussions, the type which you don't typically hear at CLEs. That program was also conveniently held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 2 years ago, which is my hometown, and I was able to throw an impromptu barbecue at my house for the bunch of lawyers and computer scientists, which made it an even more personally satisfying event for me. While that was fun, Rome sounds a lot more interesting to me. Sorry, Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh does get on the best cities to live list frequently. It doesn't have the Vatican, Spanish Steps, wine and food that seem made for each other, or an abundance of sunshine. So you throw in a topic entitled Workshop on Standards for Using Predictive Coding, Machine Learning, and Other Advanced Search and Review Methods in eDiscovery, and, you know, I can't think of any other place on the planet better to be on June 14, 2013. So, Jason, you can count me in for DESI 5.
Great.
All right, so our guest for today's show is, of course, Jason Baron, who's served since the year 2000 as Director of Litigation for the National Archives and Records Administration and is an internationally recognized speaker and author on the subject of the preservation of electronic records. Jason formerly held the positions of trial attorney and senior counsel in the U.S. Department of Justice, where during the 1990s he acted as lead counsel in landmark litigation involving the preservation of White House email. You know, since that time, eDiscovery has not been the same, Jason, I can say. He's been on a pulpit talking about those experiences where he served as co-chair on the steering committee of the Sedona Conference Working Group on Electronic Document Retention and Production. He served as editor-in-chief on three Sedona commentaries. Jason was the founding coordinator of the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, the TREC Legal Track. He's the a founding co-organizer of the DESI Conferences workshop series, which means Discovery of ESI, which is devoted to searching issues and is the topic of today's show. And he's a visiting scholar at the University of British Columbia. Jason also serves as an adjunct faculty member at the University of Maryland, where he teaches eDiscovery in the Graduate School of Information Studies. He also serves on a number of advisory boards, including the Board of Directors of Pharma International, and as a member of the Georgetown Advanced Institute on eDiscovery. Jason, your bio goes on and on, so we're going to stop now. It's very impressive. But let's start the show here, because I really want to talk about the DESI program. Can you give us a brief history of DESI?
Well, thanks, Carl, for having me on, and thanks for all your support for DESI. The Discovery of ESI workshops really were brainchild of a bunch of us that were involved with the TREC, legal track, and for the last decade or so, my signal mission in life as a lawyer has been to bring together information retrieval academics and lawyers in a variety of forums. TREC Legal Track was one, through the Sedona Conference and their support another, and the DESI Workshops is a third vehicle to try to do something different, which is to introduce information retrieval concepts into the law and have this intermixing of ideas. I think the most creative sparks happen in across lots of disciplines when you bring together people at a table that don't normally talk to each other. And so what we've been doing since 2007 has been to bring together these communities to have a discussion about search, about document review and about filtering and about artificial intelligence and categorization and a whole bunch of related topics that I think are of a great moment for the legal profession.
So, you know, you've had some interesting past locations at this conference, and I also want to know if anyone's throwing a barbecue this year.
Right. We really appreciated your barbecue. There won't be a barbecue in Rome, but we are going to have a pre-workshop dinner the night before on Thursday, June 13th, at a place that Maselberg assures me is a great restaurant in Rome.
Great.
Now, as for past locations, I've been very privileged. The ICAIL crowd, which is this international conference on AI and law, have invited me to organize the DESI workshops as part of their event, which is a week-long event that was held in Palo Alto in 2007 and in Barcelona in 2009 and in Pittsburgh in 2011 and now in Rome in 2013. And in between, we also did an event in London. And because Doug Ord and I like to travel the world, we did another event, which is sort of another spinoff, like a sitcom spinoff, with a SIG-IR crowd in Beijing a year ago. And so all of these workshops, in whatever locations they are, they draw academics from, you know, different places on Earth. And it's just it's a great opportunity to have a conversation that you wouldn't have at your normal CLE program.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I first of all concur completely with your observation that bringing disparate but related disciplines together is the way to get you know, creative solutions. And you know, I was talking to people at the last DESI who were working on tools that have come out in the last year from different vendors. So it's chief scientists who are coming, people like that, and they're very interested to hear what lawyers think so that they can make better products. It's, you know, it's the opportunity to impact, you know, the next couple years out, which is, you know, unique. Most CLEs are looking backward. Lawyers like to look backward, precedent driven. These are looking forward. So really wonderful stuff you're helping to put together, Jason. And so what generally is the goal of DESI?
So we certainly wanted to have a conversation about getting beyond keyword searching. That really was the initial animus and focus, to see what the artificial intelligence and information retrieval communities could, you know, value add to this. And what has occurred is that through a series of workshops, there's been an enhancement in knowledge in terms of research done. So we've been able to bring in a number of corporations, a number of law firms, a number of individuals who did original research as part of DESI, and all of that's good. The goals for each workshop are slightly different. 2 years ago, we concentrated on a conversation about whether or not eDiscovery was mature enough to have a capability maturity model or an ISO 9001 or some ISO standard to emerge from the discipline. And that conversation is still very much ongoing. I think it sparked a couple of different initiatives that are percolating out there. There was an ABA program in Tampa just in January on standards and different ISO initiatives that are being thought of. So that's all good. This time, the goal of DESI 5 is to have a conversation about predictive coding and machine learning techniques that are all in the news. As you know, Carl, very well, 2012 was a landmark year for trotting out published case law that dealt with advanced search and advanced document review techniques, starting with, of course, Judge Peck in De Silva Moore, but in Ray Actis and Global Aerospace and in, you know, EOHRB, and you can go on and on in the list, Clean Products with Judge Nolan. 2012 is going to be going down in history as a banner year for sort of like going into the next phase of e-discovery and litigation. And so we want to piggyback on that to have a serious scholarly conversation about some of the open issues that are clearly present in this sort of sub-niche discipline. So that's a long-winded answer to say you know, goals generally and the goal of this upcoming workshop.
Yeah, I can't wait to attend. All the work that I've been involved in with being an expert in global and then some other cases I'm involved in have helped me to put this boot camp series that I'm you know, working with eDiscovery Journal to go around the country on. And while I get to talk to a lot of vendors about what they're doing right now, given the framework of what I'm seeing on the challenges of transparency and communication when parties oftentimes really aren't sure what they're doing, makes this DESI 5 conference just a real interesting opportunity to just, you know, roll up the sleeves and talk about this stuff. So I cannot wait for this. So do you have any types of workshops that you already have sort of brainstormed up? I mean, I thought the breakout sessions on DESI 4 were really interesting.
Right. We're going to keep the same format. And what it is we're going to have Fabrizio Sebastiani as a keynote. He is a local extremely well-known PhD in information retrieval, sort of top five in the world. And then we will go to panels that will mix lawyers and information retrieval people. But it's usually based on the day's presentations are usually based on the submissions that we get. And I know you may have going to get to this, but we have deadlines coming up for people who are interested in submitting some short position paper and attending. The deadline is May 8th. For the organizing committee to receive submissions, and May 1 is an earlier deadline for research papers. Now, I know a number of people out there in various entities that are doing some original research, but there's really a low bar. There's sort of anybody who comes makes it all the way to Rome. What we really would value is their 2 or 3 or 4 page contribution to discuss predictive coding, machine learning, and focus in on some unexplored dimension which would advance the conversation that courts are having and that lawyers are having in the space. And I can give you examples of that anyway. And so the format of the day is to have presentations by people and then to have, as you say, some breakout session opportunities and then bring together the learning from lunch and from breakout sessions to a final panel. Usually has been very successful in sort of getting closure of the ideas discussed. But if you'd like, I can sort of throw out a couple of topics.
Sure.
In the call for submissions, we say there are open questions that we expect papers on to address and hope to have it. One of the key areas that I think are still up for grabs is the development of seed sets in predictive coding and how one goes about constructing the seed set in terms of whether one employs a random sampling, a true random sampling, and pushing out sets of documents versus some forms of judgmental sampling, picking seed documents using keywords or otherwise. I think different vendors have different approaches, and it would be very interesting to have a conversation about the efficacy of those approaches. Another, I won't go through all of these, but they're listed. There are 10 of them that are on the call for submissions. But one that is very close to my interest is to what extent non-relevant documents are part of the process that should be transparent to the other side. So you see some extraordinary joint protocols in the space and DeSilva-Moore and in Reactus, but the question for me is how to optimize what's under the hood. How do you optimize the software to do what you want, which is to produce the highest numbers for recall and precision? And the question is really, is the process necessarily one where you share non-relevant documents to tune or optimize the system? Something that I spoke about in my Seventh Circuit keynote last year, and before that technology crowd, and something that I really would value having further exploration on in the space.
Yeah, my little nugget in that area and something I'm going to talk about at the boot camp is I just don't know how you can get complete transparency unless the other side knows what has been said is not responsive. It's when we're talking about sampling documents, it's certainly not overburdensome. And we already produce lots and lots of non-responsive documents due to the unevenness of quote coding by people that see things differently.
Yeah.
This really strikes at the heart of making the process move quicker, faster, and more transparently. I could go on and on, but this isn't about me.
Well, I will be on there.
I may write something on that one.
Yeah, that would be great. I say we may have drunk the same Kool-Aid, Carl. This is quite a controversial point, and I know that some of the leading colleagues who I respect very much in the space would want to pull back from those joint protocols and not have those as the exemplars.
All I can say, and then we're going to move on to the next question, is that it's very useful to have sat on both sides of the fence on this issue, and I have worked on both sides. And when you're producing, you think you know everything. When you're on the other side receiving, you feel like you're being told there are Martians out there. And you really need to deal with both sides of the fence to make it work effectively, and it should work effectively, and there's no reason it has to be adversarial. We're talking about samples of document sets. But anyway, that's enough. I should be right. So I should be dictating right now. Anyway, multitasking.
Yes.
Hey, so who do you think should be attending at this? What's your ideal type of person?
Well,
or people? Or
we always get some of the stars of the eDiscovery circuit, and I won't embarrass people on the phone here to say who has already made a personal commitment to register. But the obviously, if you're practicing in an area where you're pushing the envelope in your firm or your institution, where you're thinking about predictive coding and machine learning type methods. I haven't said technology assisted review yet on the phone, but whatever. a bundle of terms that are for the same similar methods. If you're one of those pushing the envelope in your organization, then it would be a valuable conversation to hear what others that are fascinated by this particular aspect of the law and e-discovery are talking about. There are other forums, but this one's unique because it's you're going to get a cluster of really sort of brilliant information retrieval people on the organizing, as part of the conversation. And so on the organizing committee is Doug Ord at the University of Maryland and Dave Lewis, who is a consultant in Chicago, both of whom founded the Trek Legal Track with me. I've already mentioned Fabrizio Sebastiani, and we have Jack Conrad at Thomson Reuters, and who had been a longtime stalwart in the bringing together the DESI and the ICAO world, and then Deborah Logan at Gartner, who's well known. And that organizing committee and the others those individuals will attract, as well as an e-discovery crowd. From law firms, from corporations, from really across the U.S. and around the world, makes it a very good forum. And so, if you're at all interested in this area, that I would urge thinking about a trip to Rome. Now,
expensive a trip, by the way. I mean the cost of the program when you net out everything. First of all, let's talk about
you
about
have to get
cost.
To Rome.
Yeah, you just got to get to Rome, but it's 75 euro, and if the economic crisis in Europe continues, that price drops.
It is extremely nominal for a cost for a program, and you just I don't want to discourage people from attending the full week at ICAO, but one should look at that program. Really, what has happened in the past is the crowd that I most associated with in the U.S. Come for the one-day workshop, and that one-day fee is nominal. And so, if you get to Rome, it's a very small cost to attend. It's really meant for an academic community and not high-flying lawyers.
Okay. Well, how do you get more information and register? And I would say it's probably easiest to Google it, Jason.
Yeah,
if you start going into tildes, and Doug
that's
Ward
right.
is very helpful putting this stuff up, but it's an academic website.
That's right. So if you just type in ICAIL 2013, ICAIL 2013, and go to the workshops tab, that's one way. Or if you'd like, you put in DESI, DESI, space, Roman numeral 5, and Rome, and it will pop up in the first couple of entries. So either way, that's it. And anybody can, of course, email me at jason.barron@nara.gov, and I'll certainly be happy to talk through any questions you might have. So easily findable. And one of the things about the current web page is that it links back to all the prior DESI workshops, and so that gives very, very helpful context as to where we've been and, you know, where we're going.
Well, I'd encourage as many of our listeners who can get out to Rome that are interested in this topic. I know we get a lot of people listening about predictive coding to strongly consider going. It's very different from any of the other conferences that you might attend on this topic. I'll certainly be there. I'm really looking forward to it. So I want to thank you, Jason, for joining us here at ESI Bytes.
Thanks very much, Carl, for
yeah.
having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you share your knowledge with us and our listeners, and hopefully we'll do more shows with you later this year. And, you know, I'd like to continue thanking our sponsor, Jurnov, for their continued support of ESI Bytes. And to the listeners, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd encourage you to go to www.esibytes.com with a Y for a complete list of our show. You can also remember our show and website phonetically. It sounds out as Easy Bytes of ESI information. So however you choose to remember us, come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI bites you back. This is Carl Shinneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, wishing you a nice day.